Dreamscape presents Vlad by Carlos Fuentes. Read by Robert Fass. Go to sleep, my girl. Here comes the coyote, coming to get you with a great garrote. Mexican lullaby. 1.
I wouldn't trouble you, Navarro, if Davila and Uriarte were available. I'm not going to call them your inferiors. Subordinates sounds better. But neither will I forget that you are a senior partner, primus inter pares, and so are higher ranked in this firm. I am entrusting this task to you because, first and foremost, I consider this a matter of utmost urgency.
Weeks later, when the awful adventure had ended, I recalled that, at its beginning, I had chalked up the absence of Davila and Uriarte to luck. Davila was off on his honeymoon in Europe, and Uriarte was tied up in a judicial embargo. As for me, I was neither going away on a wedding trip, nor would I have ordinarily accepted the work, appropriate for a lawyer just out of school, that our boss had delegated to our indefatigable Uriarte. But I respected the decision of my elderly employer, and appreciated the meaningful intimacy of his trust. He had always been an uncompromising man whose decisions were final. He was not in the habit of asking anyone for advice. Although he was tactful enough to listen attentively to his co-workers' points of view, he replied with orders.